The major stocks, well, they were back in business while the popular Reddit crowd stocks crumbled. It's the business news headlines for Tuesday, Groundhog Day, where the rodent said 6 more weeks of winter. In other business news headlines, ag exports made the news today. Amazon reported earnings and one other surprise, another space company to go public. We overlooked this, the Fed chair on housing. UPS had a strong quarter and expects business to continue to be brisk. Oil prices are back up. We've got the Wall Street Report, and food prices continue to march higher. Let's go.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of Taro International, a training company that helps business leaders succeed. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. Focus and Find, socially responsible recruiting, centered on helping businesses build a diverse workforce that is both innovative and productive. FocusandFind.com. Insight on Business, the News Hour, is also supported by the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original ag parts recyclers with members worldwide. Learn more at ntpda.com. And Arion, a solutions provider, bringing unique and scalable business support services and serving for-profit and nonprofit organizations. Arion.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and yeah, you can follow us on Twitter at @IOB_NewsHour. Day traders saw their positions crumble today as GameStop, AMC Entertainment, and the price of silver all fell. Silver came off its high-flying price, losing over 9.5% and $2.81 an ounce to settle at $26.60. AMC Entertainment lost 41% or $5.53 to end the trade at $7.84. And GameStop, well, those shares lost nearly 59% or $134.67 to finish the trade at $90.33 a share. It was a remarkable fall from where those stocks had been. However, the blue chips, the NASDAQ, and the S&P 500 all had a big rebound. I'll share those numbers with you in just a bit. Just 1 week after CNBC's two-month-long investigation into shipping carriers' rejection of U.S. agricultural exports, well, California is calling on the Federal Maritime Commission, the FMC, for immediate action. A letter to the FMC was signed by several state officials asking for immediate steps in reviewing the carriers' export policies. The CNBC investigation showed that shipping carriers rejected U.S. agricultural export containers worth hundreds of millions of dollars during October and November, and instead sent empty containers to China to be filled with more profitable Chinese exports. In the letter obtained by CNBC, California officials wrote that the state is the largest agricultural exporter and producer in the nation with more than $21 billion in agricultural exports annually, and that those exports support an estimated 158,000 full-time jobs. Finally, that these exports directly benefit the national economy by generating $25 billion in additional economic activity. The Federal Maritime Commission did not comment. After the bell, Amazon reported earnings and also shared a surprise. Founder Jeff Bezos will step down from his job as chief executive officer later this year and transition to the role of executive chair. He will be replaced by Andrew Jassy, who currently oversees the company's cloud business, Amazon Web Services, or AWS. Meanwhile, Amazon reported another round of record-setting quarterly results as consumers still under stay-in-place restrictions turned in droves to the e-commerce platform, especially over the holiday shopping season. Fourth quarter revenue was $125.5 billion versus $119 billion that was expected and $87.4 billion for the year. Fourth quarter earnings per share, $14.09 versus $7.34 that was expected. Amazon brought in more than $100 billion in revenue for the first time in company history, joining Apple, which crossed that milestone in its own earnings results last week. In its guidance, the company said it also expects to hover over that threshold in the current quarter and said it anticipates first quarter net sales will come in between $100 and $106 $1 billion. Astra, a U.S.-based rocket startup aiming to build cheap rockets to haul satellites into space, announced today that it's going to be public via a reverse merger. CNN is reporting that the company is yet to begin commercial operations, and though a December test launch of its rocket 3.2 came very close to entering Earth's orbit, Astra has not yet conducted a fully successful test launch. You know, we missed this story. Fed Chair Jerome Powell last week said the boom in the U.S. housing market that caused a spike in demand and selling prices since the start of the coronavirus pandemic might be coming to an end. In a January 27 press conference, Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell suggested the surge was unsustainable and likely to end soon. The Family Handyman and Fox News is reporting that Powell said, quote, "Some of the tightness in housing markets, which has led to the significant price increases this year, we think, is a passing phenomenon," end quote. His comments followed a record-breaking 2020 that saw 5.6 million homes sold. That's an increase of 5.6% from 2019, according to Zillow. Mortgage rates, which dropped to record lows last year during the height of the pandemic, have fluctuated this year. Lower rates coupled with historically low inventory in housing, well, that has driven up prices. United Parcel Service's profit jumped in the fourth quarter as a rush of online holiday shopping boosted package volume and enabled the courier to raise its prices. Bloomberg is reporting that the results marked a turning point for the company's efforts to increase revenue faster than volume. Chief Executive Officer Carol Tome told analysts today after the company reported earnings that while UPS isn't ready to venture a detailed financial forecast because of the uncertainty from the coronavirus pandemic, profit margins will expand in 2021. UPS is expecting another strong year after record sales in 2020, as consumers continue to avoid stores in favor of e-commerce shipments to their homes. Well, oil prices, those rose today, with expectations that efforts by major oil producers to reduce production will lead to tighter global supplies, lifting U.S. prices to their highest settlement in more than a year. Market Watch and Reuters is reporting that the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries and other major producers known as OPEC Plus expect output cuts to keep the oil market in supply deficit throughout the year, even as producers lowered this year's outlook on demand growth. In other words, the price of fuel is headed north. Investors returned to the blue chips today as the Dow surged upward by 475 points after gaining as much as 600 points during earlier trading. The Dow finished at 30,687. The Nasdaq gained 209 points on the day as tech stocks advanced. The Nasdaq finished the trade at 13,612. The broad S&P 500, well, that finished up by 52 points, ending the day at 3826. Google parent company Alphabet grew revenue by 23%, but the cloud business is still losing money. Match Group, with its dating apps Tinder, Hinge, and Pairs, topped Wall Street estimates as the apps jumped in use where COVID-19 cases have declined. Hey, it's all about love, right? And finally, there is this. If you've noticed that your grocery bill has been higher, you're not alone. Bloomberg is reporting that global food prices hit a six-year high in December and are expected to continue rising throughout this year. All this is from United Nations data. Environmental factors, protectionism, and strong demand pushed up prices on items like vegetable oil, cereals, and dairy. Rising food prices risks increasing inflation and threatens poorer consumers already hurt by the pandemic. Well, that's a wrap for today's business news headlines. Thanks so very much for joining us each and every day. For all of us that put this together, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.